to be Raksu. So many people ask me what it means to be Raksu. I pause for a second before asking, have you ever had your vision or view feel skewed by the polar and magnetic forces that in your life surround you because of ambition? Every traveller, sailor or merchant that has navigated the world along the old Silk Road had a compass for failure and two for success and three to get all the way home. And for me it's the same and never could change. Cognitive dissonance all in my brain because I have a job, a successful career, but from the sheer joy I can still shed a tear from the thought of me just playing football all year, making music whilst playing with production gear. I hope you can see my fear and idea. My two worlds, my North and South Pole, put in separate directions and run different shows. But should my ice caps melt due to social pressure, pollution and maturity's warming, I'll find my immature waters, immature wars, cause my ice caps are melting. The heat of responsibility breathes down my neck whilst I try to do what I feel is cool. Perplexed? The playful waters of my musical soul try to resist my mature flow whilst the current and tide start to rise. I may think it's dry and so far from what I fantasize, but adulthood is here and to that current rise I am now tied. With the warmth of intelligence, promotion and wealth urging me to just come on a ride. If I follow their current, it goes to a place warm, complacent, Barbados, a space where I can relax and just see out my days. No ice and no cold, never be afraid. £100,000 a year in mortgage and cars, I'm guaranteed if I stay on this path. That seems alright. At myself I laugh. But what's money worth when there's art in your heart? I said, what's money worth when there's art in your heart? If I stay on the iceberg and run into danger, I risk being mauled by a polar bear stranger, to fish with my hands and to miss my next meal because my poetry sucks or I failed to kill the beats or the bars. The fish, now I'm parched. No songs did I sell, now I'm sat on my arse. But one taste of success and I sense how I start, so I carry on fishing and hunting and praying. Every day to myself I am saying, ignore the warmth for sitting there waiting for me to grow up and just stop misbehaving. Because although success is sparse and so rare, the first time that I fought my first polar bear and won in that duel against all the odds, I was so happy I felt higher than pot. Perspective. So, would you rather be cold for the year and rejoice in the sun and then rest at the end of one race you have won with a story to tell and a dream that's fulfilled by an iceberg as hard and as stubborn as Will Smith? Or live in a place where there's warmth and there's space. There's less that's dramatic, but you're fed and you're safe. Appreciate less, but never fear your death. Your colleagues at work are now your only test. Imoni. Walk the North Pole, venture down south, hunt and try hard, erase all self-doubt. Or do the right thing, grow up and be true. Why cling on to cold when the warmth can hold you? Beam me up, Scotty. This is a struggle around what we do. Career or a passion, eventually choose. Run with both at a time and you surely shall lose, unless you embody both and then you are Raksu. Ashley, Raksu, Kayon, Flights and Fills. Hey.